Homa Houtfar remains imprisoned in Iran tonight. On Monday, the professor from Montreal was arrested and thrown in the notorious Evin prison without any charges. Houtfar is Canadian, but she also holds Iranian and Irish passports. Tonight, her family is speaking out about her ordeal and their frustration with Ottawa's efforts to free her. Here's Amanda Jelowicki.
Homa Houtfar has dedicated her life to studying women's issues in the Muslim world. A globally respected academic, it's now likely her work has landed her in a notorious Iranian prison.
We're all scared because she's 65 years old. She has a neurological condition that requires medication that she doesn't have access to now.
Houtfar's niece says her aunt traveled to Iran this winter visiting family and doing research. But in March, she was arrested. Released on bail, she was stripped of her three passports, so she couldn't leave the country. Officials from the Revolutionary Guards pulled her in repeatedly for lengthy questioning sessions about her work. Then on Monday, they put her in jail.
Her lawyer has not been given access to her file, nor to her, and so we don't know what the charges are.
Nonetheless, I found this.
Since moving to Canada in 1990, Houtfar taught anthropology and sociology at Montreal's Concordia University. World-renowned for her work, she published extensively on issues of equality and the status of women in the Middle East. Human rights groups say Houtfar's work wasn't inflammatory and call the arrest shocking.
Amnesty sees absolutely no legitimate basis for her arrest, and that's why we've declared her to be a prisoner of conscience.
Since her initial arrest, Houtfar's family is also critical of Canada's efforts to secure her release. While the government insists it's taking the case seriously, it admits without formal diplomatic ties with Iran, communication is difficult.
I honestly don't know to what extent they have been pushing and how. There's been a lack of transparency with their dealings with me.
Houtfar is being held in the same prison where Montreal photojournalist Zahra Kazemi was detained. She died in 2003 after being raped and tortured by Iranian officials. That case is very much top of mind for Houtfar's friends and family.
You can't control your imagination or your dreams, and so I've had some pretty frightening ones.
Houtfar's colleague says she's had good dreams too, though, that soon she and her friend can share a cup of coffee when she's safe and sound back home. Amanda Jelowicki, Global News, Montreal.